Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I know I've just been speaking for about 5 whole minutes, and you couldn't hear me because my phone was on mute. So now I got to remember to say everything I just said, which I really don't know. But I said welcome, 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 welcome to the broadcast. This is Coach Lil Lisa. I know that a few people probably hung up because they thought I wasn't here, but I am here. And I just so excited about Thursday, another day, another opportunity to get it right. Wow. You know, we can't, you know, we wake up, we're excited to get the day going and to see what God has for us today. So I said, I know what one of the things I want to do with God today is I just want to flow. I just want to get in the flow with him because where he's taken me are places I could have never imagined. Remember, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of what God has in store for those that love him. So we're excited. Welcome to those who are, again, if you're on the phone lines, you're in the chat room, I see you in there. Good morning, Kiva. And I know someone's going to tell me, oh, I tried to listen in, but I got there and there was no one there. So we do certainly apologize for that, but we're just so excited. We're excited about the new products, and our product line is now, we have two independent reps that decided to join up with Coach Lil Lisa and promote and sell the Release Your Power products and services. And they work on, as independent reps, they get their own, they work on commission only. It's commission only. So anyone that's interested, you have to realize that. But it's a great way to make extra income for those who do work. But you do work as much as the same way you would Avon or Mary Kay. Also, we have coaches that have signed up. We have one coach that has signed up to, she wants to do the Release Your Power coaching. She already has her first project on tap. She's doing it down in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm going to go down to accompany her and just pretty much watch her do her thing. She'll be training for that coming up in a couple of months. Her event is coming up in sometime in September, October, somewhere around there. We're absolutely excited for that. And this is a person that I introduced her to Release Your Power, and she fell in love with it, and so because of her, I decided to develop it as a way for people to coach people, to do seminars, workshops. You know, some people, they know they want to speak, they know they want to do a workshop, but they're not sure what they want to talk about. And so some people talk about finance, some talk about all kinds of things. Well, now you could talk about personal development, how to develop the person that is inside of you. It's an exciting topic to talk about. I love talking about it. You could talk about it with almost anybody from kindergartners all the way up to senior citizens. Who doesn't need to be developed? Okay. Even the saints that's been in church for a long time. No, you're not done yet. There's still something for you to do. You're still here. That means there's still something for you to do. Okay? When you're done, you're gone. All right? So there's still something for you to do, still some area for people to work on. And so I'm just excited. I can take it to the church. I can take it to the streets. I can take it to the jailhouse. I can take it anywhere. And because people need to be developed. So God, you know, he did it. He gave me the strategies. It's nothing I did on my own, so I can't take any credit. But marketing is what I want to talk about today, marketing for small entrepreneurs. But the reason why I wanted to tell you all that for new entrepreneurs is that you need to first know what is going on with your messenger. I want you to know I'm not somebody that hasn't done this. I too was the new entrepreneur, and I had to, it's taken me like, 10 years to gather this information for you. I started my company back in 2002. So this is really not now, it's 11 years. So 11 years since I started Performance Strategies Unlimited, a training company, a leadership training company, coaching business on the under that, the whole Release Your Power, the workshops, the seminars. It's taken me 12 years, 11 to 11 years. So I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you the skinny, as they would say. I'm giving you the version that's been trimmed. I've trimmed away all the
learning curves that I had to go through to learn how to market your business. As an entrepreneur, you can't get away from marketing. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you have. And thank you for calling back in. I know you were on the phone line, and my phone was on mute by mistake. But you're here, you're back. But I'm talking about some marketing for entrepreneurs who are just starting out. Typically, entrepreneurs starting out, a lot of times you don't always have the funding. You don't always have the know-how. Typically, you know about your product, hopefully. That's the number one thing. As a matter of fact, you're just number one. You need to know what you have, and that doesn't always come easy because, believe me, I had stuff for years before I even knew what it was, all right? So you're constantly learning about your product or about your service. Now, the second thing you got to know, the marketing part for entrepreneurs, you have to know who your customer is. You have to, before you go spending all that money like I did, I spent thousands of dollars. And I won't say I wasted them because I learned a lot from it. But before you go putting all that money and investment into advertising and promotions and what have you, first you got to identify the customer. Now, for those of you who have a business plan, well, that's easy because you should have talked about it in your business plan. You should have explained quite in detail who your customer is. But for those of you who don't have a business plan, which is probably the average small business owner, they do not have a business plan. So in that case, you can either go do one, but you still need to know who your customer is. Now, you have to identify them. You have to sort of do a profile. You know how you get on LinkedIn, or for those of you who are on LinkedIn, or even on Facebook for that matter, or Pinterest, or any of those programs, Tumblr, Instagram, even the MySpace, poor MySpace, they were so popular. Now, see, that's a marketing lesson, okay? That's a whole business lesson. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to start using MySpace more when I do my business workshops. I mean, what happened there? They were so, and they're still around, don't get me wrong. But you almost hear nobody talking about them, okay? I mean, that's a marketing clue right there, people. That's probably the biggest clue I could give you, okay? If nobody's talking about you, that's an issue, okay, for your business, Now, you don't want people saying negative things either, okay? But some talk is better than no talk at all right? I mean, people can say, I'm going to that concert just to see how horrible that person really is. Well, here's the thing. If you got enough wherewithal, finances, team to pull together a concert, you know what? I might just go anyway. Same thing with movies and plays and what have you. You figure, well, you got enough to put together a building, you're going to attract somebody. I've done that many, many times with conferences and seminars and webinars. Sometimes people, they hold an event, and then they'll cancel it because they only got one registration. Well, but see, my whole thing is, but how many people did you promote your business, your conference to? If you told 10 people, don't be shocked if one shows up. They say you got to tell 100 people for every 10 people that you want to show up. So if you want 100 people to show up, you got to basically tell, maybe like 10,000 people? And that 10,000 is not that many. Facebook alone has 900 million people on it, okay? Just Facebook alone. Not that you're going to reach that 900 million, but you could sure give it a run for its money. So that's a marketing tip. Looking at people like MySpace, so where's your customer? That's number one. Obviously, MySpace found the customer. And as a matter of fact, they found the customer, and then Facebook took the customer, so to speak. And so you always have to be watching out for that, but that's later down the road. Now, the first step for the new entrepreneur is to know what their product is. That's number one. Know what it does. Know what it offers. Know what the benefits, my husband used to tell me, he's in sales, and he used to tell me all the time, okay, Lolisa, it's all about the benefits and the features. You've got to know the features and the benefits of your product. I mean, he told me that 15 years ago, before I wrote a book, before I was even doing workshops. But then you have to know where, who is your customer and where they are, okay? You got to know who they are and where they are. That's marketing for the most part, is knowing who you're, knowing your product, knowing who your customer and where they are. In other words, people say that. I know. I used to go to workshops and they would say that, and I still didn't have a clue. So let me help you. Who they are, where they are, and how might that customer need your product or service. It's not just, okay, that's the customer, right? Wonderful. But what makes them want your product? Is it that they're trying to start a business? Is that they're trying to go back to school? Are they looking to expand their record, their credit record? Are they trying to increase their wealth? That's the customer. Yes, you identify them. Now match up or integrate how your, now you found your customer, now you got to find their problem. You got to, before that customer is going to sign up with you or become your client, you have to see if your solution, see, first of all, here's the other thing I found out the hard way. The very hard way. Your product and or service is only being created because it is a solution to a problem. You don't just create a product or service that you want to take to the marketplace just because it's something nice. It has to solve a problem, and you have to know and identify what that problem is. Now, what I said is that I didn't know all that when I started out. All I knew is that I grew up in a household where my grandfather had his business all my life. I always saw him as an entrepreneur. Then my mom, you know, she sold Avon when I was a little girl. She also had a job as well. She worked for IRS. So I saw a working woman who was doing things on the side. So it was a no-brainer for me to do the same thing. Then my father had a dry cleaners, and I worked in his dry cleaners for about 2 years prior to moving to New Jersey. And then I left, when I left prostitution, went to Jersey, went to Cincinnati, did some things, and then came here. Then my sister also has a dry cleaners. Not that I've never worked in her dry cleaners, but we correspond every day, and we talk about business, and we talk about running it. So I've been around entrepreneurship all my life, and so when I got ready to start my business, it was like, okay, start a business. I didn't know all of this. Then in 1998, when I decided to start taking the courses and what have you, and then I, learned a lot of theory about business. The practical part came from trial and error. So I'm telling you, so those are the key marketing tips right there. Know your product and your service. Know who your customer is. Know where they are. Know what their problem is. People do not purchase products and services that do not solve some type of a problem, or even if it's just the fact that they want it, okay? Even if they just want it, that's also solving an issue, because the issue for that person is that they either just a person who wants more, or they're a person who's just unsatisfied with what they have. And I know that's a tricky, slippery slope there, because and especially for us believers, we believe that we should be satisfied with where we are and what God has for us. But He has for us the abundant life, so there's room for more. So you help people when you know what their problem is. And so, therefore, you don't have to worry about rejection, okay? When you know what your product or service is a solution for, then you don't have to worry about people rejecting you when you know that that person that you walk up to, that you're, I don't care if you're in the grocery store, the laundromat, the movie theater, campus, you're on campus, you're on your job, I don't care where you meet, I don't care if you're at a conference, a seminar, a sales meeting, you could be at anything, could be at a vendor day, whatever, it doesn't matter where you are, wherever you meet that person, when you're talking to them, if your product, you don't even need to offer them your product. I mean, you can do it, of course, but you need to first know what their problem is. And then, so now you can compute in your mind instantly, oh, I got the solution to that. Like, for instance, my product, Release Your Power. When I'm talking to somebody and they're telling me about how they're scared to go back to school, or they're scared to start their own business, or they're scared to do this, this, or that, or that, or they don't think they can do it. I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can blah, blah, blah. Now I know I can offer Release Your Power. Because Release Your Power, that's what it does. It gives people that mental power, that inner power, that motivation to do what they're afraid to do. So if you might have, let's just say you're a car dealer. Well, you don't have to offer your product to someone unless, you know, if you know this person is in need of a new car. Now, you also have to, you know, in that case, you always got to consider the financing. You know, my products are not terribly that expensive. So I already know that, you know, I can make my products affordable. Well, it's the same thing like a house. If you get ready to buy a house, the house may cost $250,000. Let's just say you buy a house that's worth $250,000. Now, you're not going to pay that money all at once. They make arrangements. Why we have mortgages. They make arrangements for you to pay. So you don't have to worry about can they afford my products. See, I used to worry about that, and I used to make my products really, really, really cheap, thinking because people can't afford to pay. But now I learned the secret to paying. You just make it affordable. Like when I bought my new furniture, I didn't go in the store and plunk down $4,000. I paid them something every month. So there's so many ways to get started. I'm so, so excited. I want you to continue to tune in to the blogging art. This is like a blog, radio blog. I'm going to be having webinars. I'm going to really help you out because I've been helped. And as God has given it to me, I'm giving it to you. I consider myself a coach. And I like to coach people to success. That's what I do. If you would like to work with me on a more one-on-one basis, you can also do that as well. You can just go to my website. I got a coachlalisa.yolasite.com website. You can sign up and get started right away. Or if you would like to, you know, ask me any questions, you can always hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/coachlalisa. You can inbox me if you have any questions that you'd like to ask me. And I'm telling you, I'm just, you know, really excited about what I'm able to help people do, help people take their businesses to the next level. Once you understand and can unlock the marketing, you're really going somewhere. Because if you can really unlock the marketing and do that the proper way, it will supplement your financing issues, okay? Because there's, first of all, let's look at it like this. If they say you wanted to get funding from anybody, no one is going to fund you without a good marketing plan. It's just not going to happen because that's the only way they can realize their investment. Okay, so I'm not sure if you have any questions or any comments. If you do, I will be glad to entertain them. All you have to do is dial in 347-945-7991. You dial in if you have any comments, any questions about marketing, how to get started with marketing. And if you dial in, just hit your number one key, and I'll open up your phone line, and you can ask a question or make a comment. And, you know, keep in mind that I've given you the main ingredient, as they would say, for getting started with your product. So I don't care if you have a song. You might sing a song, but your song isn't for everybody. For instance, I don't really listen to hardcore rap. I don't really listen to that much of any kind of rap. So you may rap a song, but that doesn't mean everybody's going to buy your song. Let's say you're a gospel singer. Let's just say you're Hezekiah Walker. Some people don't even know who Hezekiah Walker is, and even though he has all that branding out there. So just realize that. Don't let people, you know, lure you into the fact of thinking that everybody is your customer and that everybody knows you based on what marketing things you put out there. That's not true. You have to do the work. You got to put in the work, put in the grind, and get your product out there. And it's not that hard to do. You can do it these days. You can have, you can get online. That's number one. You can also do the old-fashioned way, knock on doors. You can attend events. But, hey, today is all about working smarter, not harder, right? So you got to be creative and find those, like, be creative. Hello, creative, and find those ways to discover what? What I just told you, the heart of marketing. Discover who your customer is. And before you sell them anything, before you sell them a thing, you got to know what you're selling, okay? And remember what I said before. If your product or your service does not solve a problem, you might as well give it away. Okay? Not really, but, you know, it needs to solve a problem, okay? And once you know that, I'm telling you, I mean, once you know that, pretty much you're set. For instance, Dunkin' Donuts, it solves a problem for those people who want sweets. For those people who feel, I gotta have something sweet in the morning with a hot cup of coffee, now Dunkin' Donuts has just solved their problem for them. And they know a lot of people have that problem, including me. So they put themselves where people can reach them. So they use some of the other marketing strategies, form, place, and things like that, and they put themselves in the right place. They got the right form. They got the right way for you to possess it. They got a credit card. So, you know, we can talk about the four P's of marketing at another time. But those of you who, if you want to understand marketing, you got to understand the four P's, just the basics of marketing: the product, what price, the place, the distribution, how you're going to get it there, where is it, and the promotion, how you're going to get the word out. You got to get the word out about your product or your service. And then there's a whole other issue of branding. We'll talk about that another time. But the main thing I wanted to do was to get this information to those entrepreneurs who are new at being an entrepreneur, okay? And you don't have marketing as your background, or you've not worked in a marketing department. Now, here's another thing. If you need to take a job, let's say you want to work, or you have to work, but you also know that you want to have your own business, but you got to work to make ends meet. What you might want to do is try your level best to go and work in a company that has a marketing department. And even if you don't get hired in the marketing department, just hang out there. Try to have lunch with those people. Try to hook up with them, network with them, meet them, because you can get a lot of strategies from the marketing within companies, because they have the top-of-the-line marketing training. Or you could take some marketing training on your own, but you could take, or you can just stick with Coach Lalisa, and I'll give you some tips, tools, and strategies. But that's what I wanted to share today. And since I see I don't have any questions, I won't keep you any longer. We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to talk about emotions and entrepreneurs. Yeah, tomorrow we're going to talk about emotions and entrepreneurs. Now, you're tuned into the All About Entrepreneurs show, and we're glad, and this is Coach Lalisa. And as always, don't forget, you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. And those of you who are getting on the call late, I wished I could stay and talk with you a little bit more about marketing and how to market and what to do, but I have a class that I teach, and I got to get down to that college, because my students at this point are my customer, and they don't want to wait. So have a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow for Emotions and the Entrepreneur. What are you doing with your emotions? Okay? Talk about that. Let's get them straight. Get it right. Have a great day, y'all.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/coachlalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.